Now, in that year, in 418, thanks to the activities of the dissatisfied Peloponnesian allies, not to mention Argos, and these sorts of events don't really concern us here, Alcibiades was able to persuade the Athenians that Sparta had broken the Peace of Nicias. So in 418, hostilities proper resume again. Now, over the next few years, both sides, Athens and Sparta, lost and gained ground. But then in 416, a sequence of events began that would result in the war taking a dramatic turn for the worst for the Athenians. And that's because they became embroiled in Sicily. And I want to deal with Sicily and the so-called Sicilian expedition in some detail now. In the winter of 416, an embassy from the town of Egesta on the island of Sicily went to Athens. And it went to Athens to request assistance in a conflict it was having with its southern neighbor, Salinas. Now, Salinas was an ally of Syracuse. We've met Syracuse before. This was a colony of Athens's enemy, Corinth. And Syracuse was also the largest and the most powerful polis on Sicily. So that meant if the Athenians agreed to support Egesta against Salinas, they'd also be taking on Syracuse, because Syracuse would naturally help out its ally Salinas against them. Now, this was the opportunity that Alcibiades was waiting for. What's more, the Egestans sweetened the request by offering to pay for the entire cost of the Athenian expedition. So the assembly voted that a reconnaissance mission should be sent to Egesta to see whether this Athenian expedition was worthwhile. In other words, to find out whether the Egestans could really afford to pay for it. This Athenian mission was apparently very impressed by Egesta's wealth. And on its return, the ambassadors reported very favorably to the assembly. They said in no uncertain terms that Egesta seemed extremely wealthy and there would be no problem whatsoever in funding Athenian help to the place. What this embassy didn't know was that it had been duped. The people of Egesta had collected together all of their valuable objects and they filled a house with them. The Athenians went into that house, they saw how apparently wealthy the household was, but as they left the house, the Egestians quickly took the same objects and put them in the next house, and so on and so forth, so that every house the Athenians visited gave this impression that everyone living in Egesta must be loaded. Now, clearly the Athenians weren't very observant if they kept seeing the same things over and over again and it didn't click. In Athens, an assembly was held about whether to help Egesta. Now, as I said, this would mean taking on Syracuse as well, and the Athenians were aware of this. Alcibiades and Nicias were both strategoi in that year, and Thucydides gives us what he says is their speeches. Now remember, Thucydides was exiled in 424, we're now in 416. So Thucydides is very much relying on hearsay when he gives us their speeches, but remember also I've said that he's not averse to manipulating what the speakers said to make a point. Nicias spoke against supporting Egesta on the very real grounds that Athenian involvement would be costly, that the Athenians would have to split their forces, and that this wasn't very clever as they were still at war with Sparta. Moreover, Nicias said, even if Athens was successful in Sicily, it was so far away and it would add so little to the Athenians' empire that they'd need to keep a permanent force on the island to ensure its loyalty. And that's true. Nicias also attacked Alcibiades for his youth and his motives in wanting Athens to commit to the expedition in the first place. He said to the Athenians that Alcibiades was only after his own personal glory.